listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Michael Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, December 18th already. My name is Michael Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Well, good evening, Michael. You know, as always, I'm very glad to be here.
So glad to have you and so excited to see our regulars in the chat. We appreciate your contributions. We love seeing you every week. And also a big shout out to those that do catch up with us in the archives. And we appreciate your feedback as well. And we appreciate you taking the time out of your week. And let's see. Lost my place for a moment there. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. We'll begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are: 1, do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and a peaceful coexistence. Tonight, we are having a bit of a holiday-themed discussion. So
we
I'm looking
are.
Forward to this one. It is the season.
Well, you know, it's a double-edged sword, Michael, because this is the time of year where everybody kind of goes to sleep. At the same time, they're all moody, because, you know, when it comes to work, everything goes into a lull. You can't wait for the new year when people pick it up again. At the same time, I love this time of year because it's that celebration of, you know, the longest, we're in the Northern Hemisphere, keeping that in mind, longest night of the year, and to celebrate that, you know, and we're here to see another day.
It is that, you know, it is the time of year of good celebration because it is, in many places in the Northern Hemisphere, dark. It is cold. It is a time when you'd want to come together, just by the natural order of things, to celebrate in one another, take comfort in one another, and remember that soon the days will grow longer. You know,
they will.
And, you know,
and
that
hotter.
Light comes back.
And hotter.
And hotter. That's the part I don't like.
You know, let's go way back, because indigenous people from time beginning have celebrated seasons. You know, the seasons of the year. There's a season for planting, a season for growing, a season for harvest, you know, a season for. And this is the season of, where nature takes a breath, you know, kind of goes to sleep. In a way, but everything is still there. It's still alive. It's just sleeping, and it's that the quiet time and that time to be reflective, that time to look back, that time to take a breath. You know, kind of assimilate. And of course, 2024, as we know, has been quite a year.
Yeah.
You know, I made a post on Facebook on the full moon about, you know, it's kind of been a heck of a ride this year, broomstick kind of sort. And I think next year we'll need a helmet. But keeping in mind, you know, we're all just doing our best, trying to get through life. But this is a time when we can just be still and kind of whatever traditions you have, whatever kinds of protocols or, you know, the family things you have going on, I think it's really important to remember that, you know, Saturday the 21st is that quiet time, that celebration time of life itself. You know, we're still here. And I mean that sincerely, people. Mm-hmm. You know, for really keeping into perspective gratitude. Gratitude is such a big one, right? That especially on the solstice, we think about, and it's pretty easy to think about the dilemmas all over the world, whether it's in your backyard, you know, and homeless people, hunger, the list is long. Never mind, we're not going to do that. The list is long. But then you go the Middle East, Africa, you know, we can go everywhere to say, you know what, this is a good day.
Absolutely.
It's really a good day. Everything is quiet. Everything is still. You have friends and family. And for those who do not, I assure you that there are people who would be happy to have you. You know, because it's that kind of time where we're a collective. We're social.
Mm-hmm.
And I have said for all of my life that Christmas is kind of that one day where everybody kind of agrees to put their stuff aside.
Yeah. Everybody needs a rest.
You know, but Yuletide, of course, not being Christian, not practicing that, I haven't for, you know, 35 or more years. I've always taken that into the Yuletide. But when everybody's, you know, busy for Christmas and doing the Christmas thing, man, I just chill out. This year, my kids are all going skiing for a weekend. I've opted out to not go, and because I don't ski. We usually take in a movie, because believe it or not, there are people that do not celebrate Christmas next mm-hmm. Wednesday. And theaters are open, certain stores are open, so we usually go to a movie. This year, I'm just going to chill out and have a movie at home and, you know, putter around. But I have been invited to a few places, but it's not my thing. I appreciate the invitations, but mine is Yuletide. Now, this Saturday being Yuletide, Michael, as it happens, my eldest daughter, her husband, and the two kids all have the flu and colds. So we are...
Yeah, it is the season for that, too.
Yeah, you know, and for the first time ever, we have to put it off. And, you know, the jury's out. We'll see. We're planning for Monday, provided everybody's all right. But I don't want to get sick. My other daughter and her husband, you know, doesn't want to get sick. Now, that said, Michael, there are still things I do on Yuletide that are really important to me, because it's being in that rhythm of tuning in, that meditation. I'll explain in a minute, but I make these little pouches that when I make them on the full moon, I did that, and with prayers and blessings and smudging with sweet grass and sage, and I'll do the same thing. I'll smudge them all again on Yuletide. Because ordinarily we do that before the dinner, pass them out, tell the stories. But now that, you know, for very good reason, we're postponing that. But I will still have a ritual at home. And only because that's important to me. Mm-hmm. And because I want to stay in tune with nature
mm-hmm.
and that natural rhythm. And it's a... You know, it's just a thing. Now, everybody has a different thing. A lot of people, though they're not Christian, don't celebrate Yuletide because they're not a pantheist, so to speak. And pantheism, although a.k.a. paganism, is really someone who believes that God is in all of nature. And when you honor that and you appreciate that and you can feel it and sense that, you know, then you may consider to celebrate in your own little ways. Now, the pouches that I've been making for, again, decades, mistletoe being the most powerful of the plants and herbs, is, and there's a long story to it about Balder and how Loki killed Balder, finding a weak spot in his ankle, but killed him with mistletoe. So Mimir did this whole other thing, binding the wolf, you know, and it's, again, it's all the stories that we tell. And so anything that you put with mistletoe is amplified, because mistletoe is the protector.
Hmm.
So I've always used hawthorn, and when I can't find hawthorn, I use hawthorn tea. This year, I found hawthorn and hibiscus. I looked it up, and I went, that's really cool. Hibiscus is a really cool energy. The spiritual energy of it is love and strength, if you want to nail it down to two words. Hawthorn is protection. So then I mix some of that with mistletoe every year in a pouch, white cotton, and I bind it with a red ribbon. You know, white is kind of for the past, the red is for today, because, again, honoring Erd, Verdandi, and Skald, the mothers of the past, present, future, and... You know, it's, again, it's, those are the things in my Norse Scandinavian background that I consider, and I, mm-hmm. I try to bring that forward with the family. So then you would hang this above your door. So every year everybody gets two, one for each door that you have, front door, back door. And so, like I say, that's really important part of, you know, what we do is telling the stories. It's the history of our people. Wendy is saying, mistletoe is hard to get. Wendy, I got to tell you, a number of years ago, I had to order some mistletoe from the U.S.
Mm.
And the harvest, a couple of the mistletoe harvests were wiped out due to weather.
Mm.
And this woman sent me a big box of it, and I still have it.
Well,
so
nice.
every year, it's very dried out, which is good. I crunch up some of the leaves and the stalks, and that's what I use. And I thought about it, you know, the other day that, you know, this will still last for a while, but the day will come when can we get mistletoe?
Now,
so if you – sorry.
Does it grow in colder weather? Is that the issue?
Yeah, colder, wet. It has a hard time. Mm. And mistletoe is a very sensitive time. So if you can't get mistletoe, everyone, understand that everything is by intention and thought. If you write mistletoe on a little piece of paper and put it in a pouch, it has the same intent, if you can understand that. So if you don't have it, use any other herbs, look them up, whatever it is that you want to conjure in energy for the next year. Put those herbs in a pouch. And then, again, it's not the actuality. It's like a good witch doesn't need herbs.
Well, it's more about focusing the intent, right? So
exactly.
It's the belief that really has the power.
Yeah, absolutely. So anything that is a thought that goes into, you're directing that thought into something. And it's active. It now becomes an active energy. So there are other ways. It's just kind of working with that. But that's one of the most important, traditions that we have in our family. But you would have your your own. Oh, Dr. Mike's saying mistletoe is very toxic.
Yeah, I remember that.
I know. It's really powerful.
Yeah.
Don't eat it.
Really so powerful to kill you. But
yeah,
I'm sure it does. It looks pretty, as Damien, I think others pointed out. Traditionally, you kiss under it and use it to do the ceremonies, and you use it to smite your enemies. So that's really the most uses for it.
Well, and that's how Loki was able to kill Baldur.
Yeah, poison.
You know, Mimir had protected Baldur except for one place, and that's what Loki used. So, absolutely, it's
darn that
toxic.
Tom Hiddleston.
So yeah, it's, you know, Damien is saying it'll kill a tree pretty quick, and they're constantly cutting it out. Well, if you have mistletoe, you're very fortunate. Like, keep it. That's a really powerful energy agent. So, it maybe share it with some other pagans. So,
well, you know. One thing I was just going to touch on, you were talking about these Yuletide traditions from the Nordic indigenous peoples. And when you were speaking about indigenous peoples earlier, you were speaking about all over the world, no matter the ethnicity, because it's I always like the term First Nations because, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole of where humanity comes from and all that. But yeah, I love that term that especially uses in Canada because it's very apt. But, yeah, you know, there is a root of most of our cultures that kind of go back to that when you talk about the seasons, that's still very true for a lot of people, even in the first world, even in the West, because farming is still a thing. And not terribly long ago where we lived in largely agricultural societies, there was much more attention paid to these seasons. You know, that a lot of things still are reminiscent of that today. But, you know, I also think about your traditions, listening to you talk about them, and I think more and more these days that it's not so much what the tradition is per se, it is what is that tradition to you? What does it do for you and your family and your group? Because ritual, traditions, things like this, They help kind of bind us to the world around us, don't they? To our cultures, to our peoples, to different things. And they do have an important role. It's like you can find any excuse to do a ritual, to do a tradition. And the reason why is, yeah, it's important, sure, but it's not nearly the most important thing about this. The most important thing is the act of it. Is the structure it provides. It's the link it provides to others. And, you know, it's also just, it's just one of the nice things about being the human animal. You know, let's enjoy those perks. It's a dark time of year. I mean, personally, I like the night. I like the cold. I'm doing fine. But.
Well, yeah, I think you said a really important word there. It's called link.
Mm-hmm.
How we're all linked together. And, and this is where friends, family, and again, I really want to reiterate to people, I know there's people out there who are alone at certain times of the year. I don't mind being alone on those kind of times, but there's a lot of people who don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quite devastating to them.
And I
really encourage you to reach out.
Yes.
You know, and even
we
with
all,
a phone call.
Absolutely. We all need somebody, even if, you know, like you and I, I'm pretty okay with being alone most of the time too. We all need some socialization. We are, again, the human animal, and that is one of the perks, is that you feel warmth in community and this and family and connections and friends. There are friends holidays that have been some of my most favorite, you know, some of my best memories are of those events.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also saying, you know, you emphasize the links, which is perfect because, again, it's that time of year where it's dark and dreary, and you want those links to kind of keep the, you know, a little bit of the darkness at bay, both the physical light and the you know, it's the end of the year. We're all a little tired. We'll have a little of that darkness that we're trying to keep at bay in ourselves. So that's part of it, too.
Well, again, it's whatever culture you come from, there is something that you could research or, you know, look back into.
Absolutely.
Is there something there that strikes you that you think is, hey, that's a pretty cool thing to do? And bring it into your family. and just say, hey guys, this year I'd like to bring something else into our tradition. And I want to tell everybody, even if you light a candle, you know, Christians do the candle thing and, you know, the wafer thing and all that other thing. That's all from indigenous cultures.
Well,
there is not one thing within the Christian or any other kind of religion that doesn't come from an indigenous culture.
Well, of course. But that's the nature of progression. It's just, that's a given.
You know, things are taken and this is the way. Well, that's what I'm saying. Go back before, you know. Yeah. Go back before, people get dogmatic.
True. Well, that's very true. And people like to think that they're, you know, their Cliff Notes, you know, half-truth version of history and reality is fun because it keeps things nice and bundled. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with complicated histories and complicated things. I'm so bad when it comes to Christmas traditions. You know, ironically, I've said this before. Ironically, I didn't start celebrating Christmas until I was no longer a Christian. To me, Christmas, from my, you know, very young days, I always viewed it as a secular holiday. Mm. I was always taught that it's not Christian. It's really not. Which, you know, but again, it's fine. It doesn't matter. So I think, again, in the West, Christmas is also becoming increasingly secular. I know a lot of people that are not religious at all. They're atheists. They're agnostic. They celebrate Christmas as a secular tradition. A lot of secular traditions have come from old religious traditions as well.
I think what's important is a lot of people do celebrate the Christmas day, but without the Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And because, especially in the Western world, and I would have to say European as well, there's that influence where governments are established that way. A lot of stores close and mm-hmm. Christmas, and that's the only day people have. You know, so if that's the only day you have, you're going to bring people together. Of course, Damien's using the word commercialized. So it's that's what you have to do. Then that's what you do. But it doesn't necessarily mean you're a Christian. I have friends that celebrate Christmas, but not Christmas.
Well, I mean, Christmas is also just very fun. You know, when I was growing up, and I was very envious of people that celebrated holidays, I was always envious of, you know, kids that got to go out trick-or-treating. It just looked like fun, you know, celebrating birthdays. Yeah. It's just fun. And Christmas, I was so looking forward to celebrating Christmas when we left the religion. And it is. I mean, there's a reason that Christmas is celebrated. And when, you know, I say the West, I mean North America, Europe, Japan, South Korea, Australia, all these different places, and, you know, they all celebrate Christmas, some of them through European traditions, but Japan does it as just a pure cultural thing that's been fun. It's become to them through commercialization, which it can be a bad thing, but it's also something that kind of spreads things, and it can, in moderation, commercialization is okay, but it's a tough world. Don't look for reasons not to celebrate something. Look for reasons to enjoy life.
For those who are listening in the archives, there's some really fun stuff going on in the chat. And Dr. Mike, mm-hmm. we're going to have Dr. Mike on, hopefully, in January.
That's true.
But, he says, I like dark and gloomy. It matches my personality. So, I mean, part of it's just having fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you say, Michael. So,
you know,
that's just kind of reiterating that.
I was thinking back to where I started that on don't really know Christmas traditions much. And, you know, I don't really care to either. You know, I haven't seen a lot of the Christmas movies. I don't know the carols, really. The candle thing, never even heard of that. This is all new to me. I know Hanukkah candles, but never heard of a Christmas candle. But it doesn't really matter because I've always enjoyed the festivity, the lights, the family coming together, the family feasting, the gift giving, sure, was more important when I was a kid than it is now, but it's just the excuse to get together, you know, it's the fun, that's the lighter side of things.
Yeah.
But, we in my family had a semi-tradition, although I haven't done it in the last couple of years, but of watching a Mystery Science Theater movie, you know, every year.
Yep.
Which was a fun time.
Well, you know, I think COVID...
I have seen Home Alone, Wendy.
I think COVID messed us up in a lot of ways because, you know, during COVID, there was no socializing. And then how do you get back to it, you know, when you're no longer in quarantine? So yeah. It's what kind of gets lost for a minute. You know, I got to tell you a quick story, Michael. I had to go to Walmart today. Ugh, but... You know, I have to, it's where to get the cat stuff and a few other things. So, mm-hmm. At the checkout, because I refuse to do self-checkout, I don't work there. So I, you know, going through a till. And it was, and only because it's relevant, I'm saying it was an East Indian fellow. And you can tell, like, he's, like, from the old country, not even born here. And... He says to me when I'm leaving, Merry Christmas. And I smiled at him, and I thought, how ironic. It's kind of a twist. I could see a comedy on this, you know, because I know he's not Christian. But he's having to say Merry Christmas. And I'm thinking, if we say Merry Christmas mm-hmm. to people for Christmas, why aren't we doing that Happy Hanukkah
right.
to everybody? Or, you know, Happy Yuletide to everybody? How
Culture
come we're
wars.
Not... Then celebrating every, you know, why does it have to be isolated to Christmas night? That, oh, you know, it's this is kind of the tragedy to me of our culture
yeah.
is that there's one that likes to have the upper hand, and yet we are so multicultural now and integrated,
yeah.
and we're doing our best to do that, but then there's this divisiveness.
Yes.
I thought.
Yeah, snap
How
back.
Interesting that I'm very, very sure this young man is Hindu and likely practices, you know, mm-hmm. with his family and stuff, but he's having to wish people a Merry Christmas.
Well, I can tell you, at least in the States, legally he would not have to. And if they tried to, he'd have a very good case for a lawsuit. I mean, I'm going to make money on this kind of lawsuit. People might feel pressured into it. I know a lot of people, for reasons I do not really understand, will get offended at Happy Holidays. They feel like you're trying to take away from their past or their traditions or something. But I don't, I've never cared. A lot of times I'll say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays or something because I have yet, until maybe tonight with you, I have yet to meet anybody that's offended by Merry Christmas. Most people just don't care and they understand it's just a,
yeah.
Just a whatever.
A fun thing happened in a neighboring town, sweetie
yeah.
Michael. There's always this nativity scene that goes up every year. And there's this, somebody put Christ back into Christmas. Well, the atheist group there, which I follow on Facebook because
mm-hmm.
they're fun, they took issue, took it all the way to city council, and they had to take that sign down. So I thought, yay, there's progress.
mm-hmm.
You know.
And, you know, it depends on whether it's public land or not, and there's the implications therein. Also, I don't know, there's the – I've been following more and more biblical scholars that are, you know, legit biblical scholar academics that kind of get into the history and depth of it, and it's really interesting to see a lot of the ideas behind it and the mistranslations and all the different things that have led into modern traditions, et cetera. But that being said, again, you know, there are a lot of people that get irritated, apparently one way or the other. Dr. Mike is saying he likes to say Merry Christmas just to irritate folks. Again, I've never met anybody irritated by Merry Christmas, but oh boy, have I met more than a handful irritated at Happy Holidays. But again, what's the point? If you identify Christmas as a religious holiday, which a lot of people do, sure. I mean, it started as one, it kind of half still is. I'm not going to really give it that full credit because I think way more people celebrate it as a non-religious thing. And if you don't want to celebrate it as a secular holiday, you should not be required to say anything you don't want to that doesn't line up with your beliefs. Just like if you came from a Jewish family, saying Happy Hanukkah would be appropriate, right, instead of Merry Christmas. And if you don't like that, then you can say Happy Holidays. But
Happy Holidays.
Again, it doesn't really matter. It's all a lot of semantics, and in
say
my
happy
view.
Yule.
Happy Yuletide, yes. let's just go ahead and find reasons to enjoy our time with one another, because no matter what, time ebbs and flows and things will not be so comfortable eventually. And we should appreciate these times of peace and camaraderie when we can find them.
Absolutely. But, you know, I'm totally with you on that, Michael. And that's why this time of year, and again, it's a double edge for me, and because, you know, everybody's brain kind of goes into pause, and business goes into pause, and there's this big panic that happens. I know, even out driving today, the traffic was stupid. Of course, mm-hmm. it's a week before the Christmas day. And yeah. Drivers are, people are angry.
Yeah. Especially drivers.
You know, and I'm at a red light. A guy behind me has to inch, like within inches of my car. So just, yeah, because I want to laugh, I move ahead a few inches. Well, he moves ahead a few inches. Like, we're not going anywhere. Like, it's a red light. And I move ahead a few inches. Well, he moves ahead a few inches.
Right.
And I'm thinking, what is wrong with your brain? Like, we're not going anywhere.
Right. There's no point to what he's doing, I know.
No point at all. But this is what I mean when you observe people and stay out of it. And that's really important. I want to get that across to everybody. Stay out of it. You know? Dr. Mike, you make me laugh. He said, Christmas will never be the same as last year. I found out Santa's not does not exist.
Santa exists if you want him to exist.
Come on. That's funny. You know, it again, just chill out. You know, I always say don't push, let them push you around. But what that's kind of what I mean by that is don't get infected by other people's stuff. Because then they...
Yeah.
It all aside. They go and, you know, do their family dynamic thing, and, you know, and then they all go back to whatever.
Yeah. you know, it's a good point. You know, don't let them push you around. A little more physical and, like, in, you know, there's lots of, you know, somebody's trying to take you down kind of thing. I say, don't catch the ball. Don't buy into it.
Yeah.
They're their stuff, yeah. Not your stuff. You know, don't worry about their stuff.
That's right.
And
that,
most of the time.
That's what I mean by that.
Yeah. And most of the time, you don't, it's not about you. The stuff that people try to heap on others, it's not about the others. It's about the person doing the heaping. It's about the person throwing that shade. They got something that's deeply insecure with themselves. They have issues. They have anger. And that's what they do. So don't buy into their stuff. Enjoy the season. Enjoy what's good about life. Try not to get too involved in the rest. And there's a lot of rest, but again, there always has been too. Yeah. And if you don't think so, you're only thinking about life after the World War II. You're not thinking about how humans existed for the vast majority of our existence. So I'd
say, you know, how a guy survived in the wilderness for a week. I'm going, didn't we do that for thousands of years? You know,
I mean, somebody was talking about how their girlfriend liked to go camping, and he was like, yeah, everybody's like, well, my wife's family, they love going camping. They love camping. This is a Jim Gaffigan joke that's coming back to me. He's like, yeah, everybody's family loved camping, and then they discovered the hut. So, but,
you know, we're not going to have a program next week, mm-hmm. folks, because it is Christmas Day, and mm-hmm. very respectful of everyone preferring to be with family than with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not like we have other things to do, Michael. But well, I know you're going to your brother's, a big family thing at your brother's next week, mm-hmm. and that's great. So we're not going to have a program. So we're going to draw cards here right away. And Donna's put her name down first because mm-hmm. I did a little note in the chat. This will be the last one of the year.
Then...
You know, on January 2nd, we'll be back with kind of a New Year's thing, draw some cards. And then on the 7th, or 9th, I think, we're going to have Wendy on. And we're going to do a bit of a, you know, see if there were any patterns last year,
mm-hmm.
You know, for cards again, because Wendy, our card keeper, does such a kick-butt job.
Absolutely.
And now I will absolutely have time now, so I'll be looking back to see what kinds of tarot tended to have a lot of influence.
That'll be good. That'll be good. And my mind was wandering. I was daydreaming. Who knows? But I believe I couldn't quite hear what you said when you touched on the first. I think we're talking about, you know, renewal, rebirth, you know, turning a new page, right?
New Year's theme.
New Year's theme. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah.
I know next week I am looking forward to taking the day to pray to baby Jesus, by which I don't mean anything religious. I mean the physical baby Jesus in the display at the mall because of commercialization.
That's funny. 2025, by the way, adds up to a 9. So 2025 goes, we're into a collective consciousness of the 9 year. And we're going to talk about that when we come back into the new year and what that means. So the, you know, what are the essences of that? And, you know, there's some interesting energy. This has been an 8 year, a very monetary, sorry, I can't speak, Michael, monetary year, power year, educational year. That's what 8 is. But we go into that 9 year. There's some evolution going on.
So, well, it'll be interesting.
It will.
We're going to pull some cards real quick. I was talking about how people, you know, have a need to be angry. Dr. Mike had said in the chat that basically the same thing. Chat's going too fast. Oh, it seems they need to be angry at something. And just one last thing I want to point out on that topic is don't ever forget how fun it is to be angry, how enjoyable, how it makes you feel. A lot of people don't necessarily do it because they're so hurt inside. No, they do it because they're bored inside.
Dopamine.
Yeah. I have always said boredom has brought on far more suffering in humanity than people truly know. But that being said, that was my last point that I wanted to make on that. We do have cards, and I think you said that Donna was our first card of the evening.
You know, Donna is up first. Nice All to right. see you here, Donna.
Always a pleasure. So this card is going to dictate either, you know, just a couple of things in your immediate life here or all of 2025. But you get number 7, self-mastery.
Mm.
To know who you are and why you are who you are, self-actualization. To choose and walk your own path is self-determination, giving inner peace. Not allowing others to dictate your behavior is self-control. Remain true to your convictions. This is self-mastery toward the path of self-completeness.
Ooh, I got temperance. Temperance in support of self-mastery. The first thing that comes to mind, Donna, is that you've come to terms with something that... something has finally made sense to you, if that helps. Perhaps this year was a bit turbulent, I dare say. But it's what I'm trying to say here is temperance is like water going with the flow. And there's a peacefulness in that. And that self-mastery is saying, you know what, I'm good. There's some still some things to deal with, but I'm okay. I'm good with this, and I'm going to go with it and see what happens. So you're in a really good place at the moment. And I want to say, if you can hold out that energy till the new year, you know, especially through this kind of season, you're rocking. This is a good thing. That's a great message. It's an affirmation.
Yeah, it is. I love it. We have Audra next. Audra, getting your name in early this week. You get wild card number 8, freedom. Freedom is a state of being. It's an unencumbered mind that can remain open and move forward. Freedom is the ability to recreate the self, shedding old ideas that no longer serve any purpose for present and future evolution. Freedom is the knowing of who and what one is as a free and sovereign being of the universe. Freedom means one can be or do anything one wants within the limits of do no harm and do right.
Audra, there's something going on tonight, everybody, because, you know, with Donna's self-mastery and temperance, we now have Audra's freedom with the Fool. Now, the Fool is the first card of the tarot and in the major arcana, and it's all about new beginnings, you know, taking risks, moving forward. And as long as you don't jump off the cliff, of course, you know, Audra, but it's feeling lighter. It's that freedom is a state of mind. Always we know that, Michael. But when you have this fool, it's like a lot of that other stuff is behind you now, and you can see the door open. And you can say, okay, I'm in a really good place, and I can move forward here. And it's like feeling hopeful and energetic. So that's a really powerful affirmation for you too, Audra, and where you're at right now. Good for you.
Good
now,
stuff.
Jeff apparently is on his way to California. He's either on a plane
or off the
plane or something.
Well, you're getting a mile high card tonight. And Dr. Jeff, you get number 12, Spirit, Cosmos, Divine Energy. Drawing this card indicates the evolving relationship you have with your own inner spirit or higher self within the context of the greater universe. You are growing your relationship with the cosmic consciousness. Continue to observe and appreciate the interconnectedness of all life forms within the fabric of life and the important role you and they play. So, good card.
Well, that's a really good message, especially with the Three of Clubs. In the Rider-Waite deck, if you picture a guy looking, he's got three wands, he's looking into the future, he's got his back to you, and he's looking over the water and the mountains, and he's like looking into the future. And that's kind of where you're at right now, Jeff. You got some ideas that are starting to percolate. Some things that you might be working on, but you can see a path forward. And I feel like this is going to be a really good year for you. Life always has its bumps, right? I'm not predicting that for you, but I'm just saying, generally speaking, it's a productive, kind of calm, and a more productive year. So, that's another great affirmation for the end of the year, Michael.
Absolutely, it is.
We have Damien next, I think.
All right. I'm on a different screen. I'm going to take your word on that. And Damien, I got a wild card for you. Wild card number 5, don't hate. A low energy signature refuses to learn more in order to better accept and understand others. Hate grows in this low frequency. The result is fear, demonstrated as the need to criticize and control others. This is how wars begin, whether it's in relationships, within families, or between countries. Understanding does not mean that one has to agree. It means rising above the low frequency to do no harm and do right to self and others. Good one.
Well, you know, don't hate might seem like it's, you know, intimating a negative. It's really a positive, and it's just a reminder for us. But when you have that paired with the Nine of Diamonds, that Nine of Pentacles, which is all about home, family, and again, I'm going to consider this time of year, there might be some disagreeable moments, you know. Let's say you're with family who have different political views, different religious views, or different lifestyle views. It's really about rising above that. And as Michael has said, you know, it's rising above that and saying, you know, I'm not going to go there. This is not the time of year for that. I want peace in my home. I want, you know, happiness and joy in my home. And so it's creating, you're ensuring that your home base is continuing on your own vibration, which is really, and I see that as a really powerful affirmation for you, Damien, but also something I'm saying kudos to you, because you're standing your ground but not buying into the other stuff. I hope that makes sense. So,
all right.
You know, I think we have Kevin.
All right, Kevin. Let's see. For you, number 34, take and release ownership. All right. I don't know if I remember pulling this one in a little bit. Let's see. Ownership and entitlement are not the same. Ownership is taking responsibility with a healthy attitude. Entitlement is expecting more than what is earned. Further, Codependence is taking an unhealthy ownership for other people's problems and feelings. This may be a time to reflect on owning only what is yours and releasing the rest.
Okay, King of Diamonds. Kevin, take and release ownership. King of Diamonds. Michael, the first thing that comes to my mind is having made some kind of shift in who you are, you know, who Kevin is, and feeling a little more secure, a little more optimistic, but having unloaded a lot of stuff that doesn't belong to him, you know. So it's take and release ownership. You know, this is kind of a tough one for me because I'm trying to tune into Kevin's energy and what that references. The King of Diamonds is usually someone who, in matters of finance, business, security, feels pretty good about himself. But also, it's like going from that kind of manager to this kind of manager. Or being more attentive and astute toward people, their feelings, their considerations, and being able to guide it. So normally the King of Pentacles is a bit of a ruler, but the take and release ownership is saying I'm thinking it's something that, Kevin, you've already done in the process of doing and, you know, kind of letting it go. Wendy says that you had this card back in August, but then early in December. So that taking a release ownership. So I think maybe the even subliminally learning what's not yours and what is yours. What can you control and what can you manage? What is none of your business? You know, it's kind of, oh man, that what's none of our business thing is a really tough one sometimes. But I think what this is saying is that you're arriving into that, Kevin, or you have arrived into that, and now it's taking on a new, kind of a new energy into 2025. It might mean, and I get this feeling or impression, that coming into 2025 with a new attitude and kind of a new shift in your energy. So that's all part of evolution too, right? We're all evolving. And what am I going into 2025 with? You know, I'm just glad to be here.
Me too.
Sometimes that's all that that means. It's, you know, I was telling a friend of mine, we were running some errands together. And I said, 2025. She goes, I know, and 70. And I said, where did it go? Like, what does that mean, 2025? You know, it's kind of a bonkers number in a way, 2025. So, but we're all making these shifts, and we're having to adapt in an environment that, what does that mean to us? You know, how is that going to play out? What's our role? What's our participation? How can we affect change in a positive way? And if I can't affect it out there, how can I affect it in here? And, you know, I always say that take and release ownership is what can I help with? And what can I not help with? And then what's just none of my business to do anything about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a tough one sometimes.
Absolutely.
You know, so that does, you know, make some sort of sense. I know
that's
I rambled a bit there for you, Kevin.
That was a good one.
You know, it's...
when you're feeling it, you got to roll with it.
Got to roll with it.
That's right. But we do have one name now. We have our card keeper, Wendy. Now, personally, I have nothing but the utmost love and respect for our card keeper, Wendy, but I could pick up that you didn't want to pull cards for Wendy tonight. So I think we're going to call it a night because I don't think we have any other cards coming.
I honestly didn't see it, Wendy. I'm very sorry.
But no, we do have our card. And I do think she is our last card. I was scrolling through. Keep me honest here, guys.
Well, trust me, an hour goes by so fast.
It does. It does at that. So for our card keeper, Wendy, who we're going to have on here in the new year to look at some trends of 2024, for you, I have wild card number 4, Unknowable. That's a fun one. There are mysteries in the universe. Not all can be known or predicted. A focus of deliberate intent can reveal valuable unforeseen knowledge for what lay ahead. Remember, we only see what we know and believe. The universe is unfolding in ways that are unknowable to your existing ways of thinking. Change your mind, and you change your world. Change your mind, and what was once unknowable may now be knowable. Listen to the subtle leadings and incitations of your higher self. What was once unknowable is now knowable. And as always, remain flexible and open to change.
Wendy, I got the Ace of Swords. So the Ace of Spades is success through challenge. Very often there's challenges associated with, the swords, the spades. But the unknowable, I like unknowable. It's very unsettling. it's very unnerving. You're going into a place, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how this is going to work. But I'm going to take this leap of faith. I'm winging it. It's all those things that say, what the, And at the same time, you feel something at peace. But a lot of the work has been done, and you're writing it out to say, okay, how do I keep it going and trusting? And what Spirit's saying here with the Ace of Swords is there's success through all this challenge and all this kind of nervousness. So I feel very optimistic for you for 2025. In matters of work, your home, your family, Wendy, I find it very exciting. And Damien has said, Carlos Castaneda, and for those who don't know, great writer, wrote a lot about the unknowable. Wendy said she likes the unknowable too. I want to say it's very unnerving. It's like when you come up with a blank card, what's that? Unknowable. What's that? What do you mean you can't tell me? I need control. I need to know.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people like that. They need to know. They're getting readings all the time because they need to know. And that's, again, it's normal to feel insecure.
Yeah, it is.
It feels uncomfortable. And we don't like that, especially in this world today. We like to know we're okay.
Yeah.
And yet, Wendy's saying it makes sense. Thanks so much. I will share with y'all when I'm on in January. Ooh, there's a story, Michael.
It'll be good. It'll be real good.
And Kevin, I appreciate your feedback. He got rid of a lot of toxicity. But relatives are trying to help, guilt him into helping, but he stays the course. It's a complicated but difficult reading. So thanks for the confidence. So I appreciate that feedback, Kevin, because I honestly don't know what I'm talking about when I say these things. I really don't.
You're rhyming.
I just kind of go with whatever is being fed into my brain.
Well, it's good stuff being fed into there. So there you go. But,
I want to say happy Yule to everyone and happy Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And
as they say in the Commonwealth, under the crown, yes.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. In the capitalistic society.
Well, here in the free world, we say Merry Christmas, but as subjects of the crown, I understand you're obliged to say Happy Christmas. You and Wendy. Wendy also said that she says Happy Christmas.
But, well, Merry Christmas then. I don't care.
I don't care. I like to have fun.
I don't care. I mean, it's You know, it's whatever it is. It's just enjoy the season, enjoy the people, enjoy. And even if you're on your go for a drive, check out the lights. They're uplifting. Yeah. Look around, you know, lift your head up and look at your environment and say, this is a good place. Or, you know, things are challenging, but it's okay. You know, you're okay today. And it's okay.
Life's okay. It might not be okay tomorrow. It maybe wasn't okay yesterday.
Stop it.
But it's gonna be okay. It's okay today. But the point is, when it's okay, enjoy it. Because there is always something on the other side of the hill. You know, there's always something going on. That has always been the truth forever and always. If we think we live in interesting times now, we do, but so have a lot of other people. Not that long ago. So,
you know, I really do, let's just take a moment, Michael, to send, and I do this especially on Christmas Day, I send out really positive, encouraging, peaceful vibes to everyone on the planet. You know, those who are in war-torn countries, in political messes, and, you know, really struggling, my heart goes out because deep down in our spirit, we are humanitarians. And we want everybody to have food and shelter and clothing and be okay.
Yeah.
So wish for that in the world. I think 2025 is going to be turbulent, but I'm very optimistic for 2026. Trust me, people. That's a prediction. I think we have a bit of a ride, but 2026 is a 1 year. Where there's a lot of new beginnings. We're going to see a lot of undercurrents of, you know, people rising up, and it won't necessarily be comfortable, but it'll be a good thing, a positive thing where, you know, change is going to come.
Well, I hope that that is true, and hopefully it'll be a bloodless and smooth revolution. But but no, I mean, I hope that there is an awakening of consciousness, and I hope that we can find solutions to the disagreements that we have, and I think that we can. So looking forward to that. I'm going to hold you to this 2026 thing, and I think we can all come back together, and we can blame Dr. Vicky if it doesn't go that way. So I'm planning on doing that.
It's going to go that way.
Oh, all right. I'm looking forward to it.
Hang in there one day at a time, you know, 1 foot in front of the other, people. That's as best you can do. And, you know, never mind. Just reach out if you need help. Reach out to friends, family, people, us. You know, we're always here. And, you know, it's just enjoy the season for what it is and don't let them push you around out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you everyone for joining us on this, this last broadcast we have of 2024. We're going to see you again here in 2 weeks on January 1st, for a new year. And we're looking very much forward to it. We hope
Is it the first or the second?
It's the first.
Oh, look at me.
Yeah.
I didn't even put a calendar in front of my face. I thought it was the second.
What you got me for. No worries.
I know, Michael.
But we're looking forward to joining you. Like Dr. Vicky said, happy Yuletide. Enjoy the holiday season. Enjoy whatever celebrations you hold dear, if you do at all. And enjoy one another's company. And until next year, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.